When a lot of us think 7-Eleven, we think Slurpees and Big Gulps. And if 7-Eleven's recent earnings are any indication, a lot of people have been thinking Slurpees and Big Gulps. Wall Street has taken notice. Shares of 7-Eleven are up more than 50% over the last year. Jim Keyes is the CEO of 7-Eleven. He joins us from 7-Eleven corporate headquarters in Dallas, Texas. Jim Keyes, welcome back to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Jim, you've said the most recent quarter for 7-Eleven was the best in a decade. Total revenues up, same-store sales up, fuel sales were up. What's the single biggest difference between 7-Eleven today and 7-Eleven 10 years ago?
Well, it was the best first quarter in over a decade, and I think the single biggest difference is the technology that we have today versus a few years ago that allow us to understand better than ever before what the customer wants, and we're able to respond to it in new and very different ways.
So the use of computers, if I'm hearing you right, has been huge for 7-Eleven.
It really has been huge. You know, we started our business literally 78 years ago by knowing what the customer wants and by talking to them every day. But today, with almost 30,000 stores all over the world, it's pretty hard to keep track of what people would like. But technology today lets us track every item, every store, literally by hour, and be able to respond in ways that we never dreamed we'd be able to.
Something else that's clearly helping 7-Eleven, gasoline sales. I've read that more than a third of 7-Eleven revenues come from gasoline. Because of the growth of your gasoline sales, Jim Keyes, some people have even suggested that, hey, 7-Eleven's now more of an energy business than a retail business. To what extent has 7-Eleven benefited from higher gas prices?
We really have not benefited very much. You see, we're a net buyer of gasoline, so by the time we buy the product, we move our inventory so quickly that we're even more vulnerable than the consumer to rising prices. Now, we've been fortunate. We've been able to pass those prices along, and our margins have been very solid. But yes, we're an energy business, but it's just like anything else we sell. It's our primary purpose in gasoline is convenience.
If you're a net buyer, does that mean if you could wave your magic wand as CEO and make anything about gasoline happen, would you make the price of gasoline zero or, I don't know, $10 a gallon? Which benefits 7-Eleven more?
We're with the customers. We want lower prices. It's better for the overall economy, and it's certainly better for our customers. So we like it when the prices go down. That's when our margins expand, and that's when our customers are most happy.
Jim, speaking of waving a magic wand as a CEO, I'm going to give you the magic wand again, and I'm going to tell you that when you wave it, you can make one of the following companies disappear. Which one would 7-Eleven benefit most from its disappearance? Here they are: Starbucks, Krispy Kreme, McDonald's, or my local mom-and-pop convenience store.
Well, that's a tough call. We actually like the work that the Starbucks and even the McDonald's and the Krispy Kremes have done in elevating the perception of portable fast food and drink for the consumer. So they're actually good guys from our environment. We're actually pleased with McDonald's foray into deli-style sandwiches. We think that's good for us because they're helping to make the consumer more aware. The local mom and pop, we think over time, if they become consolidated and are able to uplift the image of convenience, perhaps by having a transition from local mom and pops to more established competition out there, we think that would be good for the industry, because we're, in many ways, we're kind of like the Kleenex of the convenience store industry. People know 7-Eleven, and we become generic for convenience stores. And sometimes they walk into a mom and pop and they think they're in a 7-Eleven, but they're really not. So, yeah, if I had to pick any of those three, I'd say mom and pops.
Something that caught our attention in your recent earnings is your decision to credit a rather unlikely source, SpongeBob SquarePants, for those of us who don't know about 7-Eleven's product line. Jim, tell us about the role that SpongeBob played in your recent success.
SpongeBob has been very good to 7-Eleven. Of course, the Slurpee business has always been a favorite among our customers, and the kids just love SpongeBob these days. So when we were able to put out a special SpongeBob SquarePants mug with Under the Sea pineapple flavor for the month of March, our customers really responded. It helped us drive the Slurpee business, but that's just the beginning. We've got more things lined up for the summer that will make it very exciting for the Slurpee business.
Jim, can you rank the following items for us in terms of their importance to your bottom line at 7-Eleven? And they are the following four: Big Gulps, Slurpees, coffee, and fresh food. Those four, which is most profitable and which is least meaningful in terms of profit?
That's a tough question because they're all very important to us and they're all very different customers. Probably, I don't think any of them are the least important because we give quite a bit of attention to each of them. The most exciting To me, it's fresh food because it represents such a huge incremental opportunity, future opportunity. What we're creating is portability in fresh food. It's pretty hard to take a McDonald's burger and fries, throw it in your briefcase, and eat it when you have time. But if we can create high-quality portable food that you can have at your leisure, we think it's a great niche for 7-Eleven.
Jim, I've read where the average 7-Eleven store sells 2,800 items in a day. Is that accurate?
We have about 2,800 items in each store per day. We probably sell a few less items. Our average sales might be a little over $3,000 per day in any given store.
Mm. And is that number, 2,800 items in the average 7-Eleven each day, is that higher or lower than it was 10 years ago?
It's a little lower. We 10 years ago, we had the notion that we had to fill the stores up with stuff. And again, with the benefit of technology today, we're much better at understanding what sells and what doesn't sell. So we've probably reduced the number of items by over 1,000 in any given store. Today, many more of those items sell, which is a much better thing for the investor.
Jim, what's the most heavily trafficked 7-Eleven location?
The most heavily trafficked 7-Eleven location is probably a store in Long Island, right on the railway on the way to New York City. We sell over 1,000 cups of coffee a day there.
Mm. Jim, do you tour the country? Do you drop by lots of 7-Elevens over the course of a year?
I am 7-Eleven's best customer. Every opportunity, I have a hard time passing a 7-Eleven without stopping in.
So when you walk into one of your stores, what are you looking for as the CEO?
The first thing I look for is the overall appearance. I'm a customer just like everyone else, and I want to have a good customer experience. So the very first thing I look at is, what does the store look like? Is this a place I want to eat? Is this a place I want to shop? And so I'll pay attention to the small details that the average customer may not see, the uniforms, the appearance of the merchandise, the quality of the products.
I know that you don't want to give away your R&D secrets at 7-Eleven, but presumably you've thought about what the world looks and feels like 3 to 5 years from now. Can you give us a sense of the way that my local 7-Eleven might be different 5 years from today, from your viewpoint as CEO?
We think your local 7-Eleven in the future will look and feel much more like a fresh food environment, perhaps a Starbucks or your local deli. It'll be brighter. It'll be cleaner. It'll be merchandised more for portable, high-quality, fresh foods. Now, we're still going to have the basics of convenience. We'll never lose our heritage. But we think the consumer going forward is going to want much more portability and a better place to pick up perhaps better for you, healthier alternatives for lunch or for breakfast or even dinner.
Last one for you, Jim. As you know from our previous conversations, we're big fans of your company's CFO, not because we know anything about him, we don't, but because your chief financial officer at 7-Eleven is named Edward Moneypenny. Jim Keyes, how is Moneypenny's job performance as of late? And please refer to him by name in your answer.
Well, Mr. Moneypenny has been doing a terrific job of keeping us with a disciplined approach to our overall both balance sheet and income statement. I think one of the most impressive things that Mr. Moneypenny has helped us to accomplish in the last year was to help us reduce debt by almost $450 million.
Mm. Jim Keyes is the CEO of 7-Eleven. He joined us from 7-Eleven corporate headquarters in Dallas, Texas. Jim Keyes, continued success, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's great to be here, and we're always pleased to talk about 7-Eleven's new and exciting stuff.